14th Sunday in Year C. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice, rejoice with her, all you who mourn over her, so that you may be suckled and satisfied from her consoling breast, so that you may drink deep with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, look, I am going to stretch peace over her like a river, and like a stream in spate the glory of the nations. You will be suckled, carried on her hip, and fondled in her embrace. As a mother comforts a child, so I shall comfort you. You will be comforted in Jerusalem. At the sight your heart will rejoice, and your limbs regain vigor like the grass. To his servants the Lord will make known his hand, but to his enemies he will make known his fury. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how fearsome your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Before you all the earth shall bow down, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God. Fearsome his deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold from me his merciful love. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. But as for me, may I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. It is not circumcision, or the lack of it, that makes any difference, only a new creation. All who follow this rule, peace and mercy upon them, and upon the Israel of God. After this, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, my brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and the fullness of his message live within you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places where he intended to go. And Jesus said to them, the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but look, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Take no purse with you, no bag, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, let your first words be, peace to this house. And if a person of peace lives there, your peace will rest on that person. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is put before you, cure those in it who are sick, and say, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not make you welcome, go out into its streets and say, we wipe off the very dust of your town that clings to our feet against you. Only be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near to you. I tell you, on that day, it will be more bearable for Sodom than for that town. The 72 came back rejoicing and saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Look, I have given you power to tread down serpents and scorpions and the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that spirits submit to you. Rejoice instead that your names are written in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.